that the religious Sephardim marry within themselves, within their own groups, all the Sephardim generally. And they're very strong about that because of the fact that they withstood the Maranos. Sephardim that don't have that title, that's not to say that they do come from Maranos, but those that do have the title, they're guaranteeing you that there are no Maranos by them. So we have now the Sephardim located in Eretz Yisrael. We have them located in Turkey and in Greece. There are two other places where they escaped to in the Mediterranean basin. One are the countries, the present-day countries of Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia, which are right across the Straits of Gibraltar from Spain. There, the Sephardim, there had always been strong Sephardic Jewish communities. In fact, that was the basis of the original Spanish Jewish community. And now, when they returned, they rebuilt their communities. And their communities stayed intact again till our time, till they were driven out in the early 1950s. In Morocco today, there still is a sizable Jewish population of about 25,000 Jews. It's the only sizable Jewish population in an officially Muslim country in the world. There are Jews in Turkey as well, and Jews in Iran, but Morocco is the oldest Jewish community in that respect. And they came, the Rivosh came, Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Sheshes, and other great Spanish Rabbonim came to Morocco, and they set up the foundations for the Jewish community. The Jews lived in Fez, in Marrakesh, in Casablanca, in Oran, in Tunis, and ancient Jewish communities that date back yet to the 8th and 9th centuries. And the rebirth of those communities was based upon the refugees from Spain, who brought with them again the wealth of Sephardic Jewry, the tradition of Sephardic Jewry, and that group became a very strong group. Finally, we have Jews that went to Egypt. Traditionally, Jews were not supposed to go to Egypt. In the Torah, I mentioned to you in the Torah it says three times that the Jews should not return to Egypt. And Maimonides himself, who lived in Cairo, in Al-Fayume, which is the old name for Cairo, so he used to sign his letters that I, Moses ben Maimon, who every day violate three principles of the Torah, because he was living in Egypt. But the truth of the matter is that for probably the last 2,000 years, Jews have lived in Egypt. And today there are almost no Jews left, because again they were expelled in the 1950s as an aftermath of the first Arab-Israeli war, the War of Independence. The Jews came to Egypt. Spanish Jews came to Egypt. And the leader of the Jewish community in Egypt was the famous Radvaz, Rabbi David Ibn Zimra, who was the rabbi in Cairo and who left us over 3,000 responses to halachic matters, and who really is a fascinating recorder of the times and of the problems that existed and of the turmoil that existed. And Spanish Jews came there, and they came there in great numbers. They settled there, but in a very rapid period of assimilation, they lost their Spanish colorings and they took on the colorings of the country that they lived in, the type of dress and lifestyle, etc. And that's the basis of Sephardic Jewry today, are people from these parts of the world. The